Thank you.
Okay, right. It is 6:30. So hello to everyone here today. Welcome everybody to this extraordinary meeting of the full council, Monday the 19th of October. This, of course, as you will all know, is our second full council meeting taking place in the virtual environment. So I'm going to ask or remind councillors, should I say, really, of how the meeting should be conducted. I'm going to remind councillors to keep the microphones on mute until I call upon them to speak. Councillors must remain visible throughout the meeting, so please ensure that your camera, you know, you can see, we can see you on your camera on your through the meeting. If a councillor loses the internet, I'm going to propose a short adjournment to allow the councillor to rejoin the meeting. Hopefully, you know, fingers crossed that's not going to happen, but just in case. Councillors will use the raise hand function, which is the blue hand, to indicate when they wish to speak on an item. And I will say their name and then they should speak. Once a councillor has finished speaking, they should put their microphone back on mute. For avoidance of doubt, I'll indicate at the end of a debate that I can't see any blue hands that wish to speak on the item, and then we'll go to the vote as the usual process. Of course, the usual rules of debate do take place today. Please do not use the chat facility. Voting will take place by a name vote, which is always the way, of course, at the moment. Democratic Services will carry out that name vote. Councillors will be called out in alphabetical order. And then should it, as always, you should indicate whether you're for, against, or whether you abstain. Okay, that's that. I'm going to ask now our chaplain, Reverend Robin Trotter, to lead us in prayers.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Mayor. Good evening to you all. When I say the word, Lord, in your mercy, you might like to say, even if you're on mute, hear our prayer. Let us pray to the Lord, who is our refuge and stronghold, for the health and well-being of our nation and our borough, that all who are fearful and anxious may be at peace and free from worry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For our hospitals, surgeries and clinics, for our social services, for our homes and families, our schools and young people, and all in any kind of need or distress. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And for a blessing on our local community, that our neighbourhoods may be places of trust and friendship, where all are known and cared for. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And so we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Amen. Now we join together, again on mute, but silently or out loud as suits best, in the prayer Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, you're on mute.
Thank you. Reverend, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to say something about Ken?
I have been asked to do that, and I am prepared to do it.
Thank you.
I have been asked to say a few words about the late Ken Compton, Kenneth Stewart Compton, who has done a lot for the borough in his service to the Royal British Legion over many years. I was privileged to take his funeral at St. Modwin's, which, despite the lockdown, was really quite a grand affair. We could only allow 30 into the church, but there were many more outside in the marketplace. The British Legion standards were out in force, and anyone who was there, as I think the mayor will testify, will have been very impressed by the horse-drawn hearse, which bore Ken to and from St. Modwin's. Ken was born in 1948 at Whittam Friary, a little village near Frome in Somerset, on a farm. And he had a really tough upbringing. His parents were divorced, his younger siblings were taken into care, and at the age of 15, he was left homeless. And he had the bright idea of signing up as a nursing cadet at Swindon Hospital. That way he got board and lodging thrown in. While there, he talked to a patient who was a retired army major, who talked to him of the benefits of an army career, and Ken signed up for the Devon and Dorset Regiment at the age of 16. And he served 23 years with the Devon and Dorsets, and he saw action with them in Kenya, in Cyprus, in Malta, in Germany, and perhaps most difficult for him, in Northern Ireland, where he saw a lot of the perils of community division. In the army, he was a good boxer and a very good cross-country runner. He had two sons by his first marriage, and by his second marriage to Anne Compton, who many of us know, he had two stepdaughters, Amy and Alison. Anne and Ken were married for 32 years. In retirement, he continued to serve the community, mainly through the Royal British Legion. He was the local branch chairman here in Burton and was also the Staffordshire County chairman for some 6.5 years. He made welfare visits to veterans. He was involved in fundraising. He organised events and helped with the annual poppy appeal and the County Festival of Remembrance in Stoke-on-Trent. And it's in this role that I knew him, organising the Royal British Legion Remembrance events at and outside St. Modwin's and at the Cenotaph. And I think that many in the borough and the county will remember Ken very fondly, and many here owe him a great deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Reverend. That was lovely. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go now to the agenda. So item number one, apologies for absence. Chief Executive, are there any apologies?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There have been no apologies for absence.
Thank you. So we'll go to item number two, declarations of interest. Do any councillors have any declarations of interest to bring before us on this, on any of the items that are in the agenda?
Mr. Mayor, I believe Councillor Chowdhury is trying to indicate he'd like to speak.
Oh, he is indeed, yes. Councillor Chowdhury.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I would like to declare an interest in item five, local plan, because there's a mention of Bargate in that report. I'm not sure whether it's a pecuniary or ordinary interest, but I think it's best to play safe. And I'll declare an interest and probably withdraw from the debate. Let me know if you want me to leave the meeting.
I would say at that time you would probably need to leave, or Andrea, could you sort that out? And just so that Councillor Chowdhury does that, and then bring him back.
Yes, I can put you on hold, Councillor Chowdhury,
yes,
so that you're sort of in a waiting room. And then when we move to the next item, I can bring you back into the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea. Okay. So we'll move now to item number three, urgent business. I don't believe there is any, but I will just check with the monitoring officer. Angela?
You're quite right, Mr. Mayor. There's no urgent business this evening.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move then to item number four, changes to committee membership. I'm going to invite the Principal Democratic Services Officer, otherwise known as Andrea, to present this report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report provides an update on the ramifications for membership of committees of the council following the resignation of Councillor Grosvenor from the Conservative group. Section 4.2 of the report details the political share for each of the three political groups, and section 5.4 provides the allocation of seats following the application of the political balance calculations. Appendix 1, which has been circulated, now contains the list of councillors nominated to serve on those committees. And I will now pass back to you, Mr. Mayor, for any questions. Thank you.
Okay. Before we take any questions, I would like a proposer for this report, please. Councillor Goodfellow.
Good evening. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I would like to propose the recommendations as outlined in section 12 of the report.
Thank you. And can we have a seconder, please? Councillor Faulkner. Councillor Faulkner, do you want to second that? Yes.
I do, yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Well, we can now go. Would any of the councillors, of course, other councillors like to speak on this item? At the moment, I don't have anyone. So, okay, we're going to go to the vote. And remember, it is a name vote. So, Andrea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd.
For.
Councillor Allen.
For.
Councillor Ashcroft.
For.
Councillor Barker.
For.
Councillor Beach.
For.
Councillor Brady.
For.
Councillor Bilth.
For.
Councillor Chowdhury.
For.
Councillor Clark.
For.
Councillor Faulkner.
For.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Can't hear Councillor Fitzpatrick.
I think he did experience a few problems.
Do you want to carry on then and we'll go back to him at the end? Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Fletcher isn't present. Councillor Florence Dukes.
For.
Councillor Gaskin.
For.
Councillor Goodfellow.
For.
Councillor Gould.
For.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Abstain.
Councillor Greg Hall.
For.
Councillor Helen Hall.
For.
Councillor Hudson.
For.
Councillor Hussein.
For.
Councillor Jones.
For.
Councillor Killoran.
For.
Councillor Lamb.
For.
Councillor Legg.
For.
Councillor McGarry.
For.
Councillor McKiernan.
For.
Councillor Metcalf.
For.
Councillor Peters.
For.
Councillor Raybould.
For.
Councillor Sankey.
For.
Councillor Shrive.
For.
Councillor Sylvester.
For.
Councillor Toon.
For.
Councillor Walker.
For.
Councillor Whittaker.
For.
And Councillor Wildman.
I'm for.
Okay.
Andrea, yep. Councillor Fletcher is with us, so.
Oh. And I'm for.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Thank you.
And Noel Blake coming in.
And what about Councillor Fitzpatrick? Is he still with us or is he not?
I can't see that he's managed to rejoin the meeting, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Well, I'm presuming it is.
So that is carried,
yes,
Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so it is that it is carried. So thank you. So item number five, regulation 10A, review of the local plan. I'm going to invite the deputy leader for regeneration and planning policy.
Mr. Mayor, I'll just arrange to put Councillor Chowdhury on hold.
Sorry, thank you very much.
Just bear with me. Okay, Councillor Chowdhury, I'll just put you on hold, so you'll be in the waiting room.
Is that done, Andrea? Yeah.
Should be in the waiting room now. Yes, he's in the waiting room now. Sorry about that, Mr. Mayor, but I just need to check for
Thank
the
you.
Long list. Thank you.
Yep. Okay, so we'll start again. Regulation 10A, review of the local plan. I'm going to invite the Deputy Leader for Regeneration and Planning Policy to present this report, Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I will start. I'll give a brief outline of the report, and then I'll move the recommendation towards the end. In accordance with the Town and Country Planning Act and the MPPF, we must review the local plan within 5 years of the date of adoption. Our plan was adopted in October 2015. Our five-year point is this month. We need to ensure the plan is kept up to date and to demonstrate it's responding to changing local needs and circumstances. The review has been undertaken for the first time to consider whether there is a need to update plan policies. In assessing the need to update the local plan, the following factors were considered: national legislative and policy updates, the strategic direction of the authority, the five-year land supply position, performance of the plan in terms of delivery against objectives, significant environmental changes, delivery of infrastructure, wider strategic impacts, and proposed changes to plan making as set out in the current planning white paper consultation. There are two assessments which have been carried out that are particularly important. The first assessment of how well is an assessment of how well the planning policies have been performing against plan objectives. This assessment concluded that the plan is delivering well against its objectives, with high housing delivery and a range of infrastructure projects are underway, both bringing economic benefits to the borough. Secondly, the assessment of the compliance of local plan policies with the MPPF and national guidance. This thorough assessment concluded that overall the local plan policy complies with national planning policy. Whilst there are several areas where policies do not reflect the full requirements of the framework, these are not considered so significant that a plan update that an update to the plan is required or necessary. Overall, the policies are still relevant and robust. Inevitably, in the future, the local plan will need to be updated. However, considering all of the factors set out in the report and the outcome of the two detailed assessments, I am recommending that the update to the local plan be delayed for a maximum of 5 years, with an annual review of specific criteria being undertaken during the intervening period. The assessments may have been considered, the assessments have been considered by the Development Plan Committee, who have fully endorsed the recommendation to delay updating the plan at this time. And I would like to thank Councillors Florence Dukes, McKeon and Metcalfe and Sankey for their valuable input into the review. We did have a good discussion around a range of topics, including climate change and the economic uncertainty. So I'm quite confident that we've considered all the implications that would may necessitate a review of the local plan. With that, Mr. Mayor, I'll propose that we accept the recommendation set out in 11.1 a review of the local plan be delayed for a maximum of 5 years with an annual review carried out as recommended by the Development Plan Committee on 23rd of December 2020, or September, sorry, 2020.
Thank you, Councillor Allen. So we need a seconder for that. I can't see anyone set up. Okay, Councillor Metcalfe, thank you.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thank you. So as normal, we'll now go and debate this this item. So would anyone like to speak on this item? At the moment, I can't see anybody's hand up. So, okay. Right, we'll go to the vote then, Andrea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd?
Or
Councillor Allen?
Or
Councillor Ashcroft?
Or
Councillor Barker?
Or
Councillor Beach?
Or
Councillor Brady?
Or
Councillor Bilth?
Or
Councillor Clark?
Or
Councillor Faulkner?
Councillor Faulkner, thank you.
Thank you. I don't believe Councillor Fitzpatrick has returned to the meeting. Is that correct?
I certainly can't see him. So.
Okay. Councillor Fletcher.
Or.
Councillor Florence Dukes.
Or.
Councillor Gaskin.
Or.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Or.
Councillor Gould.
Or.
Councillor Grosvenor?
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall?
For.
Councillor Helen Hall?
For.
Councillor Hudson?
For.
Councillor Hussain?
Stain.
Councillor Jones?
For.
Councillor Killoran?
For.
Councillor Lamb?
Four.
Councillor Legg?
Four.
Councillor McGarry?
Four.
Councillor McKiernan?
Four.
Councillor Metcalfe?
Four.
Councillor Peters?
I think his internet's dropped actually.
We'll wait for a second or two and then carry on, Andrea, and then we'll come back to Bernard.
Okay.
Or Councillor Peters, should I say.
Councillor Raybould? Councillor Raybould?
Four.
Oh, excellent.
Thank you. Councillor Sankey?
Four.
Councillor Shrive?
Abstain.
Thank you. Councillor Sylvester?
Or.
Councillor Toon?
Or.
Councillor Walker?
Against.
Councillor Whittaker?
Or.
Councillor Wildman?
I'm for. Has Councillor Peters come back yet?
Yes, it looks like Councillor Peters.
Excellent. Okay.
Sorry about that. Wi-Fi went.
Councillor Peters, we're just taking the vote on the item for the review of the local plan, item five. Are you able to?
Yes, I'm for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And just checking, Councillor Fitzpatrick hasn't returned to the meeting.
No.
Is that correct? Okay. So two, So we've got, one abstention, two against. The vote is carried.
Thank you. So we'll confirm the vote is actually carried. So thank you.
Mr. Mayor, how many abstentions? Sorry, I believe at least two abstentions, Mr. Mayor.
Yes. Andrea, apologies. Could you check that?
Apologies, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I've got Councillor Shrive and yourself, Councillor Hussain. Sorry, it was one's on one side of my paper, one's on the other. I do apologise. So, yeah, two abstentions, one against, and the remaining present councillors voted for the motion.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hussain, for reminding us of that. Okay. So, item number six.
Mr. Mayor, I need to bring Councillor Chowdhury back into the meeting now.
You do, indeed.
So, it won't be a moment. He should rejoin the meeting shortly.
I think he's just rejoined it.
I counted two against and two abstentions, I think.
Councillor Shrive, what did you vote? Can you just remind us?
I abstained.
Thank you.
Yeah, Councillor Grosvenor, Councillor Walker, I believe.
Mr. Mayor, sorry. Two abstentions. The abstentions were Councillor Hussain and Councillor Shrive, and then two against were Councillor Grosvenor and Councillor Walker, and the remaining present councillors voted for. Apologies.
That's okay. Can I just ask everyone, is that correct? Are we all happy with that? If we are, then that's good, and we can move on.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea. Okay, item number six, to approve the dates of the next council meetings for the ensuing year. Councillor Goodfellow, the leader, would you please present this?
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I would like to propose for approval the following dates of council meetings for the municipal year. That's the 7th of December 2020, the 22nd of February 2021, the 1st of March 2021, and the 14th of May 2021, the latter being the annual council meeting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Can we have a seconder for that, please? I've got Councillor Allen with his hand up, so I'm presuming you are going to second it, Councillor Allen.
I'm very happy to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, Andrea, please take the votes again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd?
Four.
Councillor Allen?
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft?
Four.
Councillor Barker?
Four.
Councillor Beach?
Four.
Councillor Brady?
Four.
Councillor Bilth?
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury?
Four.
Councillor Clark?
Four.
Councillor Faulkner?
Four.
Councillor, I don't think Councillor Fitzpatrick has rejoined the meeting.
No.
No. Councillor Fletcher?
Four.
Councillor Florence Dukes?
Four.
Councillor Gaskin?
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow?
Four.
Councillor Gould?
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor?
Four.
Councillor Greg Hall?
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall?
Four.
Councillor Hudson?
Four.
Councillor Hussain?
Four.
Councillor Jones?
Four.
Councillor Killoran? Sorry, four. Councillor Lamb?
Four.
Councillor Legg?
Four.
Councillor McGarry?
Four.
Councillor McKiernan?
Four.
Councillor Metcalf?
Four.
Councillor Peters?
Four.
Councillor Raybould?
Four.
Councillor Sankey?
Four.
Councillor Shrive?
Four.
Councillor Sylvester?
Four.
Councillor Toon?
Four.
Councillor Walker?
Four.
Councillor Whittaker?
Four.
And Councillor Wildman?
Four.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's unanimous.
Okay, thank you. In other words, that is carried. All that remains for me to do now is to declare this meeting closed. So normally I would bang something, but I'm not going to today. Thank you all very much for attending, and I'll see you next time. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Bye, everyone.